The Net Hanger. I'd been gill netting since 1966, and each year I would order web and hang or build my nets. The web had to be hung to a weed line, which eventually would be attached to a cork line. To hang a 5 1/8-inch sockeye net, you began by tying a knot at the end of the weed line, picking up 4 meshes. You would then tie a half hitch, 9 1/2 inches from the first knot. You would continue this process until you had hung a shackle of gear 100 fathoms long. The process was the same for the lead line, except each knot was separated by an additional 1/8 inch for a total distance of 9 3/8 inches. If a person were to hang a net pretty much nonstop, you could complete the process for a 100-fathom shackle in about 8 hours. Your measurements had to be accurate. If for some reason the lead line was hung too short, the entire net would roll up when it was set. In the winter, I would hang the weed line in the living room. My daughter, Michelle, had been asking me for over a year to teach her how to hang a gill net. I told her it was something that had to be done very carefully, and you had to be strong enough to tighten each knot so it wouldn't come loose over time. Finally, after much persistence on her part, I gave in. I had about 15 fathoms or 90 feet of weed line left to hang. I showed her the knot, how to use the marked needle for a measurement. I then left the house to do a project on the boat. Upon returning, I found the net completed. I carefully checked each knot for tightness and correct distance between hangings. To my astonishment, her knots were tight, and her accuracy for measurement was as good or better than my own. At that time, the going rate for hanging 100 fathoms of net was $150. I immediately hired her to hang the 200 fathoms of sockeye net I had left and the 300 fathoms of fall net. A business had begun. She was just finishing up her freshman year in high school. I built her a special bench, provided her with the equipment she needed to fill her needles with twine, and away she went, and she never looked back. After a short period of time, she could easily hang 100 fathoms a day. She became faster and faster. Normally, a double half hitch is required for the lead line and a single for the weed line. A close friend, Warren Westrom, showed her a special knot, much like a half hitch, but better. She saved one motion on each knot on the lead line by using the single hitch and snapping the needle at the end of each knot to tighten it. Michelle quickly built a reputation, and she was hanging net for a multitude of gill netters. In one instance, a gill netter had lost most of his net to a whale. He was in a panic, and he asked Michelle on a Friday evening to hang 200 fathoms on Saturday. She woke up early, began the project, and by late that evening she had completed both nets, a feat not too many men could match. Michelle fished with me for many seasons. One year we fished a 32-foot aluminum boat that I had been using to fish herring. I bid on a test fishing job in Frederick Sound. We would fish 4 20-minute sets on each flood and keep track of our catch for the Alaska Fish and Game Department. After 6 weeks and the completion of our contract, we began fishing commercially. We were having very good luck at Point Agassiz, and we had to run into town after each flood to unload. Early on the last day of the week, we were loaded and headed to Petersburg to pitch off our catch. I wasn't feeling well, so Michelle steered the boat toward town while I rested in the bunk. Just entering the narrows, there was a very loud sound from the engine, and it quit. After an hour of drifting around, a boat came along, realized our problem, promptly threw us a line and towed us to town. Our engine had frozen up. When we arrived at the cannery, we tied to a tender, hoping to lay there until morning when we could unload. It was 10:30 p.m. by then. The owner of the tender insisted we untie, as he was leaving early in the morning. We hand-pulled the boat away from the tender and along the dock piling. We had tied the gill netter to 2 piling just under the crane that would unload us in the morning at 8 a.m., I should have stayed with the boat, but not feeling well, I went home to get some much-needed rest. We got a call at 3 a.m. One of the lines had hung up on the piling. The totes full of fish slid to one side, and the boat flipped upside down, spilling the fish and filling the boat with water. Our season had come to a quick end. We raised the boat, replaced the engine, the electronics, and the wiring in time for the following season. The rest of the summer, Michelle returned to her net hanging, and managed to scrape together enough money to head back to college in September. Between net hanging, fishing, and working in the cannery, this industrious young lady made enough money to put herself through college. I treasure the time we had together and will always remember the adventures we shared during those special years. She was and always has been a very conscientious and hard worker.